My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
One other Olympic story that I'll leave you with that takes a little time to get through, and this is from our dear pal, Christopher Mad Dog Russo.
Oh, boy.
On Sirius XM.
I heard this yesterday.
Ooh. We know he's a tennis fan, so he was up watching the match early yesterday, and he was not happy with the analyst, Renee Stubbs, because he will point out, in his mind, Mike was on way too much for him.
I watched the match today. This morning on Peacock, and despite the fact that Renee Stubbs did everything in her power to absolutely ruin it and never shut up and was in poor Mary Carrillo did an awful, awful job. Oh, my God. Please.
Okay, so his point is, I'm a fan.
Yeah.
You don't need to explain every single thing you see to me.
I'm a tennis fan. If I'm up making the commitment to watch these two on Peacock on a Monday morning at 7:45, I'm into it. I don't need her every single point. Oh, she was awful. What a terrible, absolutely, and good call. I got off on a tangent. What an atrocious broadcast.
Okay.
I appreciate the call. But what, the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. God.
As he would continue, boy, was that lousy.
Oh, Stubbs was awful. An atrocious performance. Atrocious. How not to be a broadcaster. Renee Stubbs.
Oh, my God.
Wow, right. Wow. Look at him sitting in judgment.
Yes. Woo. So then it gets back to him. He sees word, gets word, that she responded by calling him a sexist for his take.
Here we go.
Yes.
Oh, my God. So Renee Stubbs is now going to get on me? This is her response to somebody. Now I'm annoyed. So Renee Stubbs, who absolutely ruined the broadcast today. I will say that and the cows come on. I watched it. Shut up.
That's as angry as I've heard him.
Yes,
wow. He says, I am no sexist.
I've known Carrillo forever. You didn't see me knock her. She did the broadcast with her. So how in the world could I be a sexist if I say great things about Carrillo and bad things about her? One more time. If she doesn't think that I have a right to make a comment on her broadcasting, I have made her. How many times have I killed Romo? Is that sexist?
He's got a point. I mean,
he's got a great point.
It's basically the fallback for everybody that gets triggered. You're a misogynist, you're a sexist, you're a racist, you're this, you're that. You can't criticize anybody. Well, I guess you can. And Chris is doing the right thing, saying it the right way.
Continue to defend himself this way.
So now I got to listen to Renee Stubbs get on me about her horrific broadcast today, where she didn't shut up for 2 hours, talked nonstop, and ruined the enjoyment of the match for yours truly. Non-stop. So I'm going to listen to Renee Stubbs. You must be kidding me.
And then went
true
on
story
about how much he loves Martina, Chrissy.
Yeah, whatever. Right. He's making a point that he's not a sexist. We get it. You understand? Like she wants.
I'm
going to
list every woman I like for the next 3 hours. Mother Teresa, Sophia Loren, Princess Diana, Mother Mary, Mama Cass.
Mother Mary to Mama Cass.
Then I was wondering, is he mocking Sirius?
So now she's mad. Because I got on right now. I'm actually fascinated that she found it.
And then realized that it was Funhouse that posted it.
Yeah,
which
was,
is how
she
found it.
Found it. Of course, that's what happens, yes.
That was,
oh, my God.
I don't listen to Sirius.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.